This is a quite bad copy of a Radio New Zealand talk prepared in October 1983. There are many composers in New Zealand who work in electronic and conventional media without difficulty, writing works for conventional instruments, works for tape, and often works for both instruments and tape. For some reason, in my case, this doesn't seem to have happened. I've not written any works for conventional instruments since 1977. In fact, the last 20 years have led me from works for voice, strings, chamber groups and orchestra, to electronic music and sculptural performance work. For me, the medium of tape presents opportunities for a unique kind of experience. It requires compositional solutions which are also unique. I think my embracing of the magnetic tape medium freed me from the dilemma of choosing specific pitch and duration combinations. I came to formal music quite late, and with a background of solely oral experience. Although I did for a while tackle the business of writing down music in a conventional way, I never felt really relaxed about it. That's probably why I shied away from the more absolute kinds of conventional composition, in favour of songs and vocal works generally. Once I had been fired by a good text, choosing the notes didn't seem so much of a problem. A string quartet which I completed in 1970 and revised in 1976 illustrates an attempt at expressing my musical personality via the medium of specifically chosen pitches and durations. You notice that it's very contrapuntal. I wanted a driving kind of independence of line. In that work, the pitch is generated using serial devices, and the durations, although produced intuitively, were for long stretches written for each instrument without regard for the others. However, there is still a common pulse. I didn't realize that what I was after was a pulseless rhythmic texture, a texture whose durational changes were fundamentally gestural in quality. 3 years later, in a four-channel tape work, I got a lot closer.
Thank you.
Here, the sounds are produced by an analog synthesizer. The machine is, however, triggered by patterns of vocal impulses via a microphone. So I was able to produce a much more flexible rhythmic texture using an instrument which I found to be just as expressive for my purpose as a string quartet. I was also able to relax into the way I had always made music before my formal training, namely through direct oral experience, trial and error. It wasn't necessary for me to think up a notational system. I could work directly with the sounds. In 1972 and 73, I went on leave to the United States, Britain and Europe. While in America, I recorded a number of cassette tapes of various experiences. On returning to New Zealand and listening to these tapes, I realized that they represented very direct, deeply felt sensations relating to my feelings about the American visit. It took 10 years for me to give the tapes final form in a work called Parade. It's a very nice apartment Jaroslav has. It's
but the fanaticism of the
one bedroom with two beds. The lounge is
a gridiron football. Is just
bought all of his furniture that he's bought is Czechoslovakia.
American football.
The table is knee high.
Touchdowns.
It's done in
touchdowns.
Well, actually, we're
these
touchdowns. Fine. That kind of green colour. Very thick, heavy table.
Fortunately,
each with three legs, and a bench.
American football.
Which is done in heavy peasant sort of character. A sofa and a couple of chairs done in beautiful upholstery.
Is terrific.
Light brown leather.
Is terrific.
Which he had specially made.
Is terrific. American football. Is terrific.
Cons and it's just off the main. The main
ground.
Ray Cup is a small apartment, and then a bathroom as well, and that's all there is. I had used recordings of my own voice in earlier electronic works, but this work enabled me to try to form a large-scale piece from a fund of highly personal material. The range of situations go from relatively comic.
In the old pit. Jesus, what the hell's that? Oh, Christ, it's a bloody spring. Everything has been here since the hotel was built in the year dot. And it's been dirtied and wiped over and dirtied again and dirtied again and wiped over and dirtied. Just held together with body fat, I think, apart from anything else. The lavatory's got one wall missing.
God, what's that? Oh, crap, I found another spring. But it's down there, down by my feet. I'll just have to not move too quickly and better I'll rip the foot up and all this.
I have nightmares tonight. I don't know where
he must
be
sleeping. That's all the bloody things that I'm doing. I'm here, I do it. Went for a walk through uptown.
To quaintly lyrical.
Up the back with a beautiful sombrero on and a lovely pelamin. There's a gorgeous Mexican at the back with a beautiful sombrero on and a lovely palomino horse. There's a gorgeous Mexican at the back. There's a gorgeous Mexican at the back with a. There's a gorgeous Mexican at the back with a beautiful sombrero on and a lovely palomino horse. There's a gorgeous Mexican at the back with a Mexican at the back with a beautiful Mexican at the back with a beautiful Mexican at the back with a gorgeous Mexican
to highly emotive.
You have the worst life here. You don't love God with all your being.
Hey, Hubert, would you listen for me?
God wants you to have the best life, so you need his love in your heart to be happy here on earth. You've got the worst life here, sinner, and the worst life hereafter.
Hubert.
Your selfishness is destroying you. having your own way has destroyed you. To be a Christian, you've got to give all. Let Jesus take over. Christ becomes everything.
I'm going to sneeze.
Although in Parade I think I failed in generating a truly unified work, I now find myself working with material that is essentially verbal in nature. I have to confront the problem of literal content and poetic content, as well as purely sonic considerations. Beginning about 1974, I have been more and more involved in a series of works and activities which have led me into the area of sculptural performance. This is a form of work using a variety of media, objects, sound, body movement and ritual, videotape, film, etc. I came to it, I think, as a result of the confluence of two major concerns. Firstly, that of teaching composition in the university, a problem which I try to solve in a variety of ways. And secondly, a natural extrapolation from my composing for magnetic tape. A third element, perhaps, lies in a penchant for direct physical expression of my ideas. For many years, I've developed methods of work based upon body movement and very slow ritualized activity. I've used the simple device of focusing completely upon an object or sensation as a way of working myself and as a technique for teaching. All of the works of this sort are as much visual as oral experiences. They all use sound in various ways, but in a very different manner to a pure musical application. Now, when I undertake a work, I'm often not certain which form it'll take, magnetic tape or performance work. The last work I've completed just a few months ago, in fact, has been performed in both ways, as a pure tape piece and as a performance work. The two versions of the work use the same material, but have different intentions. The work is called Edit for Pauline, and uses as source material a recorded document of a multiple sclerosis sufferer who attempted to commit suicide. In previous tape works, I had discovered that I liked the sounds tape recorders made when I turned them on and off, and undertook editing procedures using them. This work begins with Pauline describing her preparations.
I think about last September I finally decided that the time had come when really there just wasn't anything left. Not knowing when to do it, I had to be careful that there was going to be nobody here who would try and stop me from doing it, and I couldn't give anyone any reason to believe that the time was getting close. But then when the two kids, the teenagers, decided to go to Nelson about the middle of January.
Then, as the story proceeds, the sounds of my editing of her recording begin to make themselves felt, along with accompanying rituals like humming and writing on a blackboard.
A jar. A jar.
Eventually, these sounds swallow up the narrative in a welter of textual superimposition.
Then it was 11 o'clock and the nurse was there and I was in a hot bath and the doctor was there, but I don't remember any of that. I was in a coma and was taken to hospital. And they say it was about 4 days before I was aware enough to know that.
The work ends with a postlude section where the editing sounds are treated in a purely musical manner. I suppose the one thread which is present in my entire output is the human voice. I think I'll always come back to the individual voice print as the prime expression of the way people are.
On the 17th of September, 1962, Lincoln Maternity Hospital.
I was born on 17th of July, 1959.
28th of December, 1954, Hamilton.
3rd of October, 1961, Wellington.
22nd of August, 1962, Wellington.
29th of March, 62, Wellington.
11th of August, 58, Christchurch.
13th of May, 1961, Christchurch.
7th of March, 45, China.
Good evening. I was born 16-2nd, 57, Christchurch.
22-1, 57, Wellington.
Born 18-4, 61, New Plymouth.
Born 30-1, 63.
I was born 7-12, 42, in Masterton.
14-8-48, Timaru.
I was born on the 10th of the 10th, 54 in Christchurch.
I was born in Nelson, 21st of February, 59.
I was born in Christchurch, 2nd of August, 58.
I was born in Cardiff, 13th of the 10th, 47.
Born in London, 9th of March, 1950.
London, the 3rd of May, 1945.
Hello, how are you?
Home first, 1947.
May the 27th, 1962, England.
15th, the 6th, 67, Rotorua.